Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
47-yard try now by Younghoe Koo, and he stumbled. Gillen gets swallowed up. Patriots ball.
The ball kind of slipped out at the bottom, so it was moving. You know, I wasn't able to kick through the ball. The ball was moving when I was driving to it, so I just pulled up on it.
You pulled up. Your leg didn't get stuck.
No, I couldn't. As I was driving to it, the bottom of the ball was slipping out, so I just pulled up on it.
Alrighty, good afternoon, everybody, and happy Tuesday, Giants fans. Oh, my goodness. What an absolute epic poop show last night. On Monday Night Football, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app via Westwood One, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on ESPN. With the call, you heard from Younghoe Koo after the game. My goodness gracious. Wow. 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 Unbelievable. In a sea of things that could go absolutely wrong, where everything has gone wrong for the New York Giants, very similar to how things have played out here, although not as dysfunctional, I would suppose. I would say not as dysfunctional is how I would phrase it. My goodness, I haven't seen the HBO Inside the Division Hard Knocks yet. I think one episode is out. I haven't seen it yet. To be honest with you, there's too much freaking football on. I mean, you just can't get a break from it, right? I have no idea how you people watch all this stuff. I literally have no idea. I mean, you must stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't do that. I'm too old. But there is literally too much football on. And too much football that I care about and need to cover and need to watch and need to have some familiarity with to watch the extra, 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 extra stuff. And you might say, well, you know, like you like wrestling. I don't watch wrestling during the football season because I can't. You know, I watched 5 minutes of Monday Night Raw this morning just as I was having a cup of coffee, maybe. That's it. I just don't have the time, man. Just don't have the time. But the HBO Inside the Division Hard Knocks, normally you pick the NFC East and you think, oh, man, not only are we getting Philadelphia, the defending Super Bowl champions, not only do we get the Cowboys, which good, bad, ugly, different, indifferent, whatever, they're always America's poop show, right? And America's favorite team. But then on top of that, hey, we're getting the Commanders, a team on the rise. And then we're getting the Giants, New York City, baby. Giants could contend for a playoff spot. They've got a fiery, combustible head coach. They've got two veteran quarterbacks. You know, there could be some diva drama there with Russ. They've got a rookie first rounder who they traded up for. They've got the number three overall pick and Abdul Carter. They've got this ferocious defense, pass rush. They should light up opposing quarterbacks like the Rockefeller Christmas tree, for God's sakes. And ba-boom. I mean, just a epic disaster for both. Again, this is not just, hey, you know, everything's great with the Commanders and the Giants are the only team that sucks in the division. No, 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 no. I'm not trying to suggest that. I'm really not. This is a situation where everything sucks for both teams, but I would also say this, that the Giants have been far more epically disastrous than the Commanders. The Commanders have just been bad, right? And have had bad luck and haven't been able to stay healthy. And, you know, their defense has been disappointing and they had to fire the defensive coordinator or replace him. I should say he's still on staff. But you get the point. They had to do all that. But they didn't fire the head coach. They don't have the number three overall pick constantly showing up late to meetings. They don't have Jackson Dart thinking he is a human pinball and he can just run anywhere he wants and not take any hits. They don't have their star wide receiver out for not only this year, but maybe into next year, who knows, depending on recovery, in terms of a torn ACL from Malik Nabers. They don't have really any of that. And the Giants or the Commanders, while they have had musical chairs at place kicker, the Giants actually have a good place kicker in Graham Gano, my guy. He just can't stay healthy. I mean, as Graham has gotten up there in age, he's had trouble and more trouble staying healthy over the last 2 years. And that has led to, again, kind of these musical chairs. Younghoe Koo used to be really good in Atlanta. And then last night, right after special teams disaster, to start the game, right? Marcus Jones had a 94-yard punt return for a touchdown. The Patriots had a good kick return to start the game. You think, well, it can't get any worse, right? And then you heard what happened with Younghoe Koo, who stubs his foot in the ground because, and he is right, the ball, we didn't see this live or even initially last night, but if you zero in on the ball and if you get a real close-up shot, that ball is moving at the bottom. Now, is it better for him to stub his foot into the ground and let his holder get lit up like a Christmas tree for 13 yards? No, probably not. Kick the damn ball. Live for another day. Your coaches will see it. Everyone will understand. The ball was slightly ajar. Or ajar might be the wrong word. The ball was slightly moving. So I get what he was explaining in that cut that we heard. But my goodness, man, did that look bad and lead to just epic meme after epic meme. Not that that is the end of the world, but like in the social media world that we live in, man, that stuff lives forever. That's your brand, right? That's Giants Blue being embarrassed, not only on the football field in the game, fine, understandable. But just in that moment, it's kind of like, it's not the same thing, but for you Commanders fans, Redskins fans, you kind of remember back in 2009, right? And I think it was against the Giants on a Monday night, the swinging gate. And they tried to run it, and then Jim Zorn called the timeout, or maybe it was the Giants head coach that called the timeout. I can't even remember at this point. And they came back and ran it again. And how embarrassing that was, right? It's not just failure. You know, a quarterback throws a couple of interceptions, whatever, or doesn't play well. It's failure. It's football failure. But when you get a moment like that last night, your entire organization is put on the front hot burner because of social media, number one, and 24-hour, seven-day-a-week coverage. But because it's so epically bad and because it looks so bad that that becomes synonymous with what your organization is about. And I think I saw a clip that Joe Shane, I favored in a bunch of things. They only won like five games in the last couple of years. I think they won three games last year and two games so far this year. That's hard to do. And that's hard to tolerate. And yet they've already said he's coming back, the GM. If that was the case here, and that can always change, right? No matter what they leak to reporters, no matter what they say when they fire Dable, that very well could change. But could you imagine if that was the case here? If Adam Peters and this Commanders team, now, again, they've only won three games this year, but they won 12 last year. If they had a two-year sample size, largely, of winning five games, and we were told, oh, no, Adam Peters is definitely coming back, you guys would lose your lunch. Now, AMAC is our resident Giants fan. We are working separately again together because I don't want to infect the rest of the world. Yeah, I'm still hacking and barking and coughing and whatever.
Yeah, you said my breath stinks so bad that you have to, like, stay in Virginia. You
I mean, trust me, you want no part of me there, pal, right here. I mean, I maybe my breath doesn't stink or your breath doesn't stink, whatever, but trust me, you want no part of being sick for the last week like I've been. So I'm trying to take care of what I got to take care of, right? Appreciate trying it. To keep everybody as disease-free as I can. But you, as our resident Giants fan, because we know
unfortunately
what you are. I, as I'm looking at you on video, I don't see a Giants jersey or a Giants hat today.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I said regardless of a win or a loss, I was not wearing any Giants gear today, but damn, I'm glad I made that decision yesterday so I didn't even have to go through the thoughts.
Wait, so if they would have won last night, you were not going to wear Giants gear today?
No. Three wins in 12 games. No, I'm fine. But I had a question for you because they did announce that our GM was going to be leading the head coaching search for the next head coach.
And that he was coming back, which obviously is synonymous with that. Yeah. Yes.
So I think the announcement that he's, like, they're tied in together, like you said. Yeah. It's synonymous. How does that work if we stink the rest of this way? Like, do you think there is a chance that he can hire a coach and then get fired? Like, no. I don't know that.
I don't know how you do that, right? Yeah. How do you do that? So they've come out on record, or not that they've maybe they issued as part of their statement when they fired Dable. I can't remember. I'd have to look.
Yeah, they said that we are retaining Joe Shane and he will be leading the search for our next head coach.
So and I think, you know, then they confirmed or whatever. They didn't certainly dispute the fact that if he's leading the search for a new head coach, that he would be essentially returning, right? I mean, that's how you have to take that. Now, we still have a long way to go. We still have a couple of weeks to go. That could change. Like, I have seen this before. I've seen it happen with the Giants. I think, didn't the Giants say, oh, you know, maybe it was before Dable, or maybe it was Joe Judge. I can't remember.
Well, we had Dave Gettleman, but he kind of, like, rolled off. He retired when we were dead sick of him.
I want to say they said somebody was safe and going to return, and then they turned around and fired him. I'd have to do a little research on that.
Joe Judge, that definitely happened, too.
Okay, so maybe it was Joe Judge. Either way, right, we know this. Statements and declarative statements a couple of weeks ago mean largely nothing. Everybody takes it as gospel, but they largely mean nothing because when you put on a performance like what happened last night, which was not just a 33-15 beatdown by the New England Patriots, AMAC, you know this, right? You felt, I assume, I wouldn't watch the game with you. Mm. You had to feel like a certain sense of humiliation last night. It wasn't just, hey, man, the Patriots were really good. We weren't. They were the better team. We were on the road. Tip your cap to them. They won by 18 points. We'll go get them next week. That didn't feel like that loss last night. It felt like Jackson Dart hadn't learned a thing.
No.
It felt like Abdul Carter had not learned a thing from the first benching and second and got benched again.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the Younghoe Koo field goal mishap, like kind of the highlight reel, if you will, of the year of all the dysfunction. It felt like a rudderless ship. It felt like an embarrassment to that brand, to Big Blue, to New York, to the New York Giants. And oh, by the way, they have not been a good, stable franchise for 12 years now, right? So this is not necessarily new. But this is almost, you know what this reminded me of in some ways? And, again, it's not necessarily exactly. But remember when, so Pat Shurmur was like the head coach in between like Joe Judge and Brian Dable, right?
Yeah. Somewhere
so
around there.
So there was a game that I was at MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Against the, I don't know if they were the football team at that point or whatever the case might be. And the Giants were backed up like within their own 7 or 8 yard line. And they ran on 3rd and 4th down, 2 quarterback sneaks or 2 quarterback kneel downs.
That was Joe Judge. Judge was an ugly time.
I thought that was against under Shurmur, but maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. That was embarrassing beyond just losing and getting your ass beat. This is what, when you get a loss like last night, which again wasn't just a football loss, it's a rudderless ship loss filled with embarrassment and humiliation and, oh my God, what are we doing here? That's where owners finally wake up and go, oh my God, we can't do this anymore. There's no way we can go forward. And I think a loss last night, no matter what anybody will say, I would be shocked at this point if they go forward with Joe Shane. And I would also say, what are you doing? I mean, I'm sure it's not all Joe Shane's fault, the general manager. But I would also say, like, man, what in the world are we running here? It's not just a bad football team that's rebuilding. It's a clown show. It's a clown show. And when that is your leadership group, and when that is the product that you are putting out on Monday Night Football, again, it's one thing to get browbeat. It's another thing to be an absolute circus. And I've seen that circus play out time and time and time and time and time again here in Washington over my years here. We've seen it once before that I can remember, that incident that I was just talking about, whether it was Shurmur, Joe Judge, I can't remember, whatever. We've seen it play out like one time with the Giants. We have not seen the all-around just embarrassing clown show that we saw last night on Monday Night Football that the nation saw. For anybody that stayed with that game, and it was hard to stay with that game, right? We have not seen that before. So, ultimately, again, I don't know what the reports are saying today. I would be very surprised if the Maras and the Tisch family and whoever's in charge now go forward with Joe Shane as their general manager and let him pick the next head coach, because this is a complete embarrassment. And we're going to hear from Mike Kafka, the interim head coach, on the decision to bench Abdul Carter and his rationale or his reasoning or whatever gobbledygook he tried to offer. And Jackson Dart as well, saying, oh, you know, everybody's talking about one player got hit one time. Yeah, dude, wake up. Reality. Smell the roses. If Jaden Daniels comes back against Minnesota or comes back against the Giants in 13 days, if that happens and Jaden Daniels gets ripped down by the elbow again and gets torpedoed in the knee again in the open field because he doesn't see someone coming and he goes, well, it's just one play. I don't know what everybody's talking about. And the Commanders' new place kicker, what's his name, that kicked the other night, Moody, stubs his toe into the ground. Like, if any of that happens, people are going to seriously start questioning everything from Josh Harris on down again, because that would mean the circus is back in town. There's a football loss, and then there's a circus atmosphere. And that's what the New York Giants put on Monday Night Football right here on the Team 980 last night. And the radio coverage, I'm sure, was fine. Probably could do no justice. But Troy Aikman and Joe Buck have the visuals. And what you saw was not only embarrassing and humiliating, it's unacceptable if you're an NFL team. Unacceptable. One thing to be bad, one thing to be a clown show. On the Team 980, we will get to... Should Dan Quinn legitimately think about staying as the defensive play caller and therefore the defensive coordinator? And also, is the defense's resurgence responsible, is the defense's resurgence partially because Dan Quinn is so much better than Joe Witt as a play caller, as opposed to the level of opponent? We'll get to all of that after 1:30. A little bit more on the Giants. You'll hear some of the rationale and some of the explanation coming out of the big tent, the big top, the circus in Gotham. Next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Why was Abdul not out there the first couple series?
That was a coach's decision, my decision.
Why'd you make that decision?
Just based on how we went during the week. Just that was the decision I wanted to make.
Another disciplinary reason?
No, it was just my decision to not play him.
There was a report that he had, missed part of or all of a team event. Is that true?
No, it was just strictly my decision.
How concerning is it now? This is the second time in 3 weeks he's had to be benched in this way.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate, but you know that's the way we kind of work with it this week.
So Abdul Carter had a sack last night and four tackles. Great. Congratulations. He had his first full sack in the NFL.
Did you see the sack, too? It wasn't like an impressive. He's had more impressive plays where he didn't get a sack. Yeah. That sack was not impressive.
Yeah. And that was Mike Kafka, the interim head coach of the New York Giants, who did his very best to just say, no, guys, you got this all wrong. He wasn't benched for the first couple of series because he did anything wrong. Or because he missed a meeting, or because he showed up late, or because he fell asleep in a team meeting, or because he did something that would normally trigger a suspension. No. You guys got this all wrong. You can keep asking me 14,000 ways to Sunday, and Monday, for that matter. It was just my decision. There's no reason for it. It was just my decision. So it's like, AMAC, when I say it was just my decision to work from home today. Well, why, Chris? Why are you working from home when you normally are with me at house? Well, it's just my decision. But Chris, the show runs better when you're here in studio, when we can visually communicate beyond just Zoom. You know, when we can actually see each other and talk to each other and rap with each other, right? And you get that chemistry and that brotherhood. You know, all the stuff that they talk about in football. And I say, well, AMAC, I like you a lot. There's no reason I don't want to be in studio with you. It's just my decision. It's just my decision, man. I don't care if you don't like it. It's just my decision. I don't care if you don't know the reason. It's just my decision. So is that good enough for you, AMAC? That it's just my decision with no reason, no rationale, no explanation, no nothing to trigger or cause it?
I'm not really particularly mad at the answer from him. I think I'm more concerned of the action that's causing all this hoopla.
Well, that is the bigger issue.
Yeah, like I understand like him trying to protect Abdul, you know, and have a relationship with the player where, yeah, you're holding him accountable in private, but you don't want to kind of throw him under the bus publicly. So I get that 100%. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just what's going on with Abdul, especially from a production standpoint, too. Yeah. You mentioned his first full sack last night. And he's had points where he can get after the quarterback and pressure the quarterback, but for whatever reason, he's just not finishing. And for the third overall pick, and then being benched again for the second time. I think that there is a lot of reason to raise your eyebrows at this.
Yeah. Now, one of our followers and potsters is what I'll call Longfellow underscore T-Wad, who likes to instigate and cause all sorts of issues. And he is basically Linnell's alter ego. Tweeted both of us a couple of hours ago and said, during your WFAN 660, at WFAN 660 segment, which is, of course, the Twitter name and handle for Sports Radio 66 WFAN 101.9 FM, the first founding sports radio station, and the Giants flagship. He says, I trust you will bring this up. And Ben Krimmel, who has worked with us and who hates me for some unknown reason, and Ben Krimmel tweeted out what Giants rookie Abdul Carter said when asked about his benching. He told reporters, quote, poop, using a different word, happens. Asked to elaborate, he said, I ain't going to get into details. Like I said, poop, using a different word, happens. So clearly whatever happened between him and Mike Kafka, which we all believe is being late to a meeting, not showing up to a meeting or a function or a team event or whatever it could be, and it could be a wide number of things, is what actually happened. But they said, well, we're not going to talk about the details. The two of us, we're going to respect each other enough to not talk about the exact details, but you're being benched and everybody will realize you're being benched. Now, whether he knew he was being benched before the game or not, I don't know. But the bottom line is he was benched. And it just adds one more crown level of embarrassment in addition to Jackson Dark going, what? Me? Huh? Play? One play, guys? It literally took him 5 seconds to get his bell rung last night on the first series of the game. And then took the sideline kill shot. And he's acting like everybody's got a bone to pick and doesn't understand football. No. This is actually for your benefit, for your team's benefit. And then Abdul Carter says, poop happens. I don't want to talk about it. But then he kind of alluded in another thing that I heard. He kind of alluded to just being where he needs to be or something like that. And listen, I dealt with Trent Williams when he was a rookie, and Trent was a disaster. I mean, it drove Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan nuts. Trent Williams going to the Hall of Fame. Trent Williams suspended twice for drugs. I mean, it was marijuana as far as we know. But, I mean, he would show up. There were so many times where Trent Williams would show up late and where they had to internally discipline him. They were ripping their hair out. And he ain't the only one. I'm just saying that's the most notable one. So this does not define a career, but my goodness, is Abdul Carter off to a bad start and just a disaster for the Giants. Now, Navy Mo says, I was rooting for the Giants. They were terribly disappointing. He goes, anyway, the Capitals are on the road tonight. Some late night hockey. Yes, they are, against the Los Angeles Kings. And the Wizards won last night against the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll touch on all of that coming up throughout the show. We'll move on from the Giants and get into Dan Quinn. The first question that I want to ask is, should Dan Quinn strongly consider retaining the defensive play calling duties next year? Next year. Should Dan Quinn strongly consider retaining the play calling duties next year? My answers to that, we'll get A-Wad. We'll get A-Mac's response to that. We'll get your response to that at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in following this trending alert right here, right now. All right, so as we just mentioned, Monday Night Football, a complete disaster for the New York Giants. Not only the 33-15 loss to the New England Patriots, who are just rocking and rolling, but the Abdul Carter situation, the field goal mishap with Younghoe Koo, other special teams disasters, and Jackson Dart taking a couple of unnecessary hard shots and not understanding what everybody is all worried about. So that puts a close finally to the Week 13 NFL schedule as the Commanders get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. We told you yesterday that J.J. McCarthy has been cleared from concussion protocol. He is expected to start on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium for the Minnesota Vikings against the Washington Commanders. The Vikings also letting go of Adam Thielen, who asked for his release as a veteran. He plans to retire at the end of the year, wants to join a contender and make one last playoff run. Also, Aaron Jones, their running back, banged up, listed as day-to-day. We'll see as the week goes along, and we'll also see about Jaden Daniels. You heard from Dan Quinn live yesterday right here on the Team 980. We'll get into that as well later on. Meanwhile, tonight, as we just mentioned, the Capitals are in action late night at Crypto.com Arena against the 12-6-7 Los Angeles Kings and Darcy Kemper. The Capitals have been on a little bit of a heater as well. They are up to 15-9-2 after browbeating the New York Islanders on Sunday afternoon on Long Island. 10:30. The play-by-play, you can hear it, 106.7 The Fan. Meanwhile, the Wizards, with a third win last night over the Milwaukee Bucks. Tonight, they're in Philadelphia to take on the Sixers, who are 10-9. 7 o'clock, the tip in that one for the Wiz and the Sixers. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. One more thing I forgot on the Giants. I mentioned Abdul Carter and kind of the quote that we kind of went over, but we actually have sound of him trying to explain this away or whatever he said to the media more in detail. So AMAC and I thought we would just play it one last time, just to kind of put a book or a close on the book for at least this part of the show. But just to kind of show you the dysfunctionality and what is going on and how different, quite honestly, it is from the Commanders to the Giants. The Giants are an epic poop show. The Commanders are just bad, which is not good. But the Commanders are here. They used to be in this rent district. Now, the Giants own this rent district. It's like on the Monopoly board. They own Boardwalk and Park Place, man. So here is Abdul Carter, again, trying to explain why he was suspended, or benched, I should say, for the second time in 3 weeks.
What happens?
What happened?
I ain't going to get into detail, like I said. What happens?
Why? Why, Abdul? Like, for
asking me the same question, I just answered.
Was it justified? With the benching?
Yeah, I mean, I let my team down today. First two drives, I was out. They scored 17 points. I take responsibility for that. I got to be out there. I got to do better.
Do you feel the message got through?
Yeah.
This has not happened before Mike Kafka. He's the coach. So is there anything happening since he's been the head coach that you're not doing, or has this been happening?
No, it's not him. It's me. It's not him.
What's the? You said it got through this time. What's different this time as opposed to the first time for why it got through?
I wouldn't say it's something different. It's just like, I just got to be better. As simple as that.
What's that feeling when you're sitting on the bench or just standing on the sidelines watching your team play?
Yeah, it's sickening. Sick to my stomach.
Did you address your teammates and, you know, tell them you're disappointed and things like
that? They know how I feel. They know where I stand. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I look them down today.
When did you find out you weren't going to play the first quarter?
I've been earlier this week.
How difficult have these last few weeks been for you?
He found out earlier this week that he was not going to play those first couple of series. Good on him for saying, man, you know, like they scored 17 points. Now, obviously, some of that was on special teams. A good portion of that was directly and or indirectly because of special teams. So it's not all 17 points on the defense or whatever. But he sounds contrite. He sounds like, hey, man, you know what? It's on me. I got to figure this out. I got to fix this. And it could be as simple as, you know what I was thinking, AMAC? I don't know exactly what happened here. But, I mean, a lot of these NFL teams start their morning meetings, their team meetings at 8 a.m., right? That's what the Commanders used to always do. I don't know if they still do 8 a.m., but that's what they always used to do. And, you know, if you show up at 8:03, you're late. And if you do it once, you might be able to get away with it. You do it twice. What's going on here? Maybe you still get away with it. You do it a third time, you ain't getting away with it, right? You're not getting away with it. So maybe it's as simple as that. I don't know. I don't think it's anything like nefarious or, you know, he's out clubbing until 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever. I just think it's a young guy who probably, for whatever reason, struggling to get up and maybe misjudges traffic. I don't know what. I don't know where he lives in relation to, you know, the Giants facility, which is right outside of the stadium. I don't know. And nobody cares. The bottom line is this probably is just a very immature and semi-irresponsible young 21, 22-year-old, whatever he is, who is probably staying in bed until 7:45 and then goes, oh, you know what? And races to the facility, gets stuck behind one light or one traffic jam, and is a couple of minutes late. Maybe. That's probably what it is, which is not good, but that's probably what it is. It's probably nothing that bad. But it's not good, and it's embarrassing for him and for the organization. Right? If you're going to suck, do it the way the Commanders are. The Commanders are sucking this year with respectability, for the most part. With dignity, for the most part. With, hey, we're trying to compete. We're trying to win. We're not having all of these clown shows. And that's what leads us into this part of the conversation, which is, from a Dan Quinn perspective, everybody is like running around going, oh, see, Dan Quinn, like this just shows you how much of a boob Joe Witt was and how overmatched Joe Witt was, because all of a sudden, the Commanders' defense is great again. Great might be a stretch, but you get the point. All of a sudden, the Commanders' defense is not as horrible under Dan Quinn. So I ask you at 301-230-0980, should Dan Quinn, considering two games of results, should he not only stay the defensive coordinator the rest of this year, but should he stay the defensive coordinator into next year? Should he just leave it as is? Because obviously coaching matters so much, and it's changed everything around to the point where the Commanders are now no problem on defense. I mean, they only gave up 27 points in 67 minutes of football the other night to a pedestrian Bronco offense. So what should he change? He can do it. I mean, hell, while we're at it, why don't we have him call the offensive plays too? Why don't we have Cliff Kingsbury go take the BYU job, because the BYU job is going to come open because the head coach there is going to Penn State, it looks like, which is weird. Why don't we just have Cliff Kingsbury go take a college job and have Dan Quinn call the offense, the defense, and hell, maybe we can get rid of Larry Izzo too and have him call the special teams and be the head coach. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can do that. Should Dan Quinn consider being the defensive coordinator next year? Or should they hire somebody from outside, whoever that somebody might be, because it's more realistic and it's more logical and more plausible? I think you can tell which way I'm going to lean, which way my answer is going to be, but I'll give you my official answer and explanation next. And you can give me yours at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Dan, this is a more of a future question, but I'll just ask it now. You obviously chose to have Joe Witt be your defensive coordinator because you, part of your thinking was you wanted to delegate a bit more. Now that you've done this a couple games, is there a world where you could be the play caller next year?
I think, yeah, there's a possibility of that. As we're going through it, I'm finding a battle rhythm to go. So I'm not sure where I'm at on that yet, Ben. I haven't, discussed or gone down that road too far yet. But, I would say that's a possibility.
All right, that's head coach Dan Quinn with Ben Standig yesterday. There is a possibility that he could be the play caller and essentially defensive coordinator next year. I think that's the wrong move. I know coaches on offense, head coaches, do it a lot, and they play call. I mean, we've seen it. I know it can be done. I don't think that's the right move. Is it a crime to? Of course not. Can you do it? Yes. Can it be done? Absolutely. But to me, in order to do the head coaching job right, in order to do the defensive play caller job right, and I would say this still on offense, in order to do the head coaching and the offensive play calling job right, you are better off doing something different than what some coaches choose to do. And again, Dan Quinn could choose to do this next year. And everybody would go, well, you know, listen, if Dan Quinn thinks it's the best thing to do, then that's the best thing to do. Sometimes just because somebody thinks it's the best thing to do doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Doesn't mean that. So I will explain further as I go along and give more examples, but it doesn't always mean just because somebody thinks something is the right thing to do that it is the right thing to do. Okay, that's the big overall arching statement. And again, I will dig down a little bit deeper after 2 o'clock, but I wanted to get to Dr. Sabah here before the top of the hour on the Team 980. Doc, how are you?
Hey there, Christopher. Sorry I missed all the action yesterday. I was tied up. I didn't hear you guys on the thing till about 9 o'clock last night. I was listening to the podcast.
Well, I appreciate you.
Somehow I get to it.
I appreciate you still listening, as always.
I try my best. I try to stay out of trouble. You know, it's hard with me and my mouth. But,
that's what this is all about. You are a spicy firecracker on this show. I mean, you generate the headlines, baby.
I try. Well, I don't try. I just tell my truth. Anyway, So about the defensive guy. Hold on 1 second. Somebody's trying to call me. Let me just send that to the message. There. Okay. About the defense, I don't care if he is a defensive coordinator or not. Doesn't matter to me. As long as, you know, we win games. So, I mean, he'll consider it, but, you know, it's too much. I think you got to be more of a delegator if you're a head coach. I know the offensive guys like to do the calling, like Sean McVay and those guys and Shanahan, but they usually leave the defense to sort of more of a guy who's been a head coach type thing. And I know Cliff Kingsbury has been a head coach, you know, the offensive guy, but I don't know. I just wouldn't trust it as much on the defensive end. So that's that. But what I really want to talk about is on the game last night. Did you notice that Jackson Dart said that when he was injured, he was learning from Jameis Winston? Did you hear that?
Yes. I did hear that.
Yeah. He said that he was next to him and he learned how Jameis Winston talked to the players when they came on the sideline. Mm-hmm. He learned a lot. He says, I'm going to start doing that, add that to my game. Mm-hmm. And then you notice how, Joe Burrow, who I was out on, I was so done with him because he just holds the ball too long and gets hurt. But then, you know, Flacco comes in, scores 40 points, 42 points, gets rid of the ball. All of a sudden, the line is not bad. And now what does Joe Burrow do when he comes back? He learned, right? He got rid of the ball. He looked really good. He learned something from Joe Flacco. So I don't understand why our quarterback has been out all this time, and he is in the owner's box and still not wearing gear. Even the owner had a W hat on. Our guy, you don't even know he's on the team. And then I guess late in the game he came down. Still never seen him talking to Mariota, talking to the coaches, not studying the iPad.
Yeah.
Why is he not learning and trying to get better? I'm missing something. This is multiple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple weeks.
I know this is driving you crazy. I know this is driving you crazy.
I cannot take it. He's a franchise, and he is the guy. Then he needs to act like the guy. He needs to learn because he's not a finished product. Am I missing something there? And he can learn a lot from Mariota. Mariota's been in the league a long time. He can learn a lot from his OC. He can learn a lot from what he's seeing, getting rid of the ball, actually running the offense, not just taking off and running every pass play that's called.
All right, here's what I'm going to do because I'm such a good guy and I'm a nice guy. I'm going to take all of your concerns and I'm going to respond to them on the other side of 2 o'clock, okay? And to start the second hour of the show because I need a little more time to set this up, okay? Because you know I love you and you know I respect you and you know you are a wanted voice on this particular show because you bring up some fair points. But I think I have some explanations that you're going to want to hear on the other side, okay?
Okay, he can't even wear Washington gear. That's another thing. Go ahead. There you go. I'll talk to you later. I'll listen.
There you go. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it. That is the good doctor, Dr. Sabah. My response, my explanation coming up in just a few moments. Right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Plus, we'll get to Rick and Mo and everyone else in between 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to tweet, it's at WrestleMania621. AMAC is at Ant_Major. You can include that, the radio station at Team 980, on the old Twitter machine or X. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Come on back for hour number two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.